There are a number of people and or organizations in our society that attempt to prove that God does not exist. And not only so, but they also attempt to introduce legislation that would forbid you to believe and to teach that God does exist. Whatever the reasons, there are certain facts that support the futility of denying the existence of God. Fact, religion is as universal as man, and every religion involves some idea of God. Fact, neglecting or rejecting the existence of God does not prove that there is no God. Fact, for since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. Romans chapter 1 and verse 20. Fact, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have committed abominable deeds. There is no one who does good. Psalm 14:1. Fact, there is not a definite who or how to the building of the pyramids, yet that there was a builder is not refuted. A man says, show me God, and I'll believe in him. Open your eyes, and you'll see him. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. Hebrews 3 and verse 4. Fact, many who deny the existence of God because they have not seen him also believe in extraterrestrial life on other planets, which they have not seen, nor have they seen any evidence to its existence. Neighbor, man does not deny the existence of God out of knowledge, but in spite of the evidence to the contrary. What man does realize, however, is that if he confesses that there is a God, he also recognizes that he is accountable for his actions toward God, and that he will not do. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul, who said, for we must all be made manifest before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether it be good or bad. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10.